This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA's Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange and said, quote, "We have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained," end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A large blast from a drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others, according to Israeli emergency services.
I just moved to Tel Aviv in the hostel hotel that has the casualty from who works there. I knew very well and spoke to him every day, Evgeny, and it's pretty sad that he's dead.
The unmanned aircraft did not trigger air raid alarms, and residents told Reuters that they were woken up by a loud noise. The Israeli army said an initial investigation suggests the strike was made by a long-range Iranian-made drone flying from Yemen. Yemen-based Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attack. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday formally accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After a dramatic entrance, the former president struck a rare conciliatory tone up front.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America.
The message of unity didn't last long, however, and Trump soon pivoted to well-worn attacks on the Biden administration in a meandering 90-minute-plus speech, the longest ever at a convention. Trump claimed without evidence that his criminal indictments are part of a Democratic conspiracy to prevent his election. He also warned that Joe Biden, his rival in the November election, would usher in World War III while casting himself, as he has many times, as the only candidate capable of saving the country from certain doom.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The head of President Joe Biden's re-election campaign insists the president is not stepping down, despite more calls from Democrats that he do so. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Six more members of Congress are publicly calling on President Biden to drop out, making that 30 Democrats who've gone public. But campaign manager Jen O'Malley Dillon says he's staying in.
Joe Biden has to do the work to reassure the American people that he's in it to win it, and he can do that.
On MSNBC's Morning Joe, Dillon says he can get the electoral votes needed.
He has beat Donald Trump before. We have the path forward.
While admitting that Biden has slipped in the polls.
We've definitely seen some slippage in support, but it has been a small movement.
Some in the party are pushing to see a new candidate before a virtual roll call planned before August 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has praised a tentative deal between the European Union and Serbia that paves the way for the disputed excavation of lithium. It's a mega project that could reduce Europe's dependency on China, but one that has been fiercely criticized by environmentalists and opposition groups. Scholz on Friday attended a, quote, critical raw material summit in the Serbian capital, where a memorandum of understanding between the EU and Serbia's government was signed. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.